You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Even as you've been consuming snippets from the Ambani Sangeet, looking at Beyonce to Shah Rukh Khan to Salman Khan to Aishwarya Rai to everybody who has basically en masse migrated to Udaipur, the stock market had a different story to tell. The BSE Sensex fell over 710 points and Nifty has shed as much as 2% on this day, the first day of the trading week. Let's find out all that happened on the Lal Street right here on an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Best took complete control on Dalal Street as benchmark indices shed nearly 2%. Weak global cues, reactions to exit polls as well as weak macro data weighed big on Sensex and the Nifty. The 50-share index ended the session below 10,500. Selling was visible across all sectors with maximum pain seen among banks, automobiles, energy, consumption and pharmaceuticals, among others. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was down 713.53 points or 2% to close at 34,959.72 and the Nifty was down 205.2 points or 1.92% to close at 10,488.5. The market breadth was negative as 647 shares advanced against a decline of 1,870 shares, while 134 shares remained unchanged. Coal India, Maruti Suzuki, IOC and BPCL were the top gainers today, while Kotak Mahindra Bank, Reliance Industries and Indiabulls Housing lost the most. Concerns over global economic growth along with re-escalating US-China trade war issue pushed US stock futures and Asian markets lower. The Indian market too followed suit, opening with a gap down. Adding to the woes of bulls were higher crude oil prices as OPEC and its allies decided to cut supplies by 1.2 million barrels a day. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, said in a statement, and I quote, market had turned cautious awaiting the final outcome of the state elections as a precursor to the general election. Unfavorable exit poll results for the ruling party has impacted the sentiment of the market today and this dullness will continue as tomorrow's final outcome confirms their losing strength. On the other hand, if results are not as bad as being anticipated today, it could save the mood, unquote. Some stocks that were in the news today, shares of Indian Oil Corporation, that is IOC, gained 4% as it considers a buyback of its equity shares. Share price of Mangalam Drugs and Organics rose more than 2% after it received pre-qualification approval from the World Health Organization. Share price of Ashok Buildcon gained 5% as the company received LOA from Rail Vikas Nigam for the project in the state of Bihar and Jharkhand. Shares of Escorts shed 4%. The company's board approved the joint venture with Kubota for manufacturing of high-end tech tractors. Texmaco Rail and engineering shares recovered sharply from the 52-week low to rally 6%, despite Porinju Veliyath-owned firm offloading stake in the company. Kotak Mahindra Bank, one of the top losers today, plunged more than 6% after the lender filed writ petition before the Bombay High Court to validate its position with respect to perpetual non-convertible preference shares, or PNCPs. And finally, Lupin shares slipped over 3% after its Pithampur Unit 3 in Indore received establishment inspection report from the US health regulator, that is the FDA. And finally, a quick tour around the world. European stocks have been trading lower as well as investors reacted to re-escalating US-China tensions along with worries over US economic growth. European Stock 600, that's the pan-European counter, was down around 0.6%. Stocks in Asia declined as well as weaker-than-expected Chinese trade weighed. The Shanghai Composite declined by 0.82% to close at about 2,584.58, while the Shenzhen Composite shed 1.345%. Well, that's pretty much all you needed to know about the events on Dalal Street. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street, as well as some stocks for you to choose from. And, of course, there are plenty of other podcasts to choose from. We'll be doing a story of the day today on the outcome of the exit polls and how that may affect the stock market and how that has, in fact, affected the stock market today, as we've seen. And we'll also be doing a Digging Deeper podcast on the GlaxoSmithKline and the Hindustan Unilever merger. So there's plenty of podcasts for you to choose from. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.